Welcome to Chapter 1, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of cell biology. In this chapter, we will cover the basics of what cells are, why they're so important, and the history behind their discovery. So, let's dive right in and see what makes cells so special, anyway. Every living creature, from the tiniest microbe to the largest mammal, is built from tiny compartments called cells. And each cell is like a little engine. It can feed, respire, excrete, move, grow, and reproduce on its own. That's pretty amazing, right? I mean, think about it, no reduction below this level retains the full signature of life. So, in other words, a cell is the smallest entity that satisfies all biological criteria for being alive. Now, let's take a step back and look at how our understanding of cells has evolved over time. It all started back in 1665 when Robert Hooke coined the word cell after inspecting cork slivers with a crude compound microscope. And then, in 1674, Anton van Leeuwenhoek used single-lens microscopes to watch living animalcules like bacteria, protozoa, and even red blood cells. Their observations opened the door to a unifying biological principle that would change the way we understand life. So, what is this principle? Well, it's called the cell theory, and it's based on three main pillars. First, all organisms consist of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the basic unit of life, and all structure and function are organized around it. And third, new cells always emerge from pre-existing cells. This theory applies universally, with no exceptions found in any domain of life. Now, let's pause for a moment and think about what this means. If all life is made up of cells, and cells are the basic units of life, then, what does that say about the complexity and diversity of life on Earth? It's pretty mind-blowing, isn't it? I mean, from the simplest bacteria to the most complex organisms, it all starts with cells. So, to recap, cells are the smallest entities that satisfy all biological criteria for being alive, and the cell theory provides a framework for understanding how life works. And, as we move forward in this course, we'll be exploring the structure and function of cells in much more detail. But for now, let's just take a moment to appreciate the beauty and complexity of these tiny engines of life. And, as a little teaser, in the next chapter, we'll be diving into the different types of cells and how they're organized into tissues and organs. So, stay tuned.